options for the consumer when something goes wrong. The only complaint option at the moment is through the Health and Disability Services Complaints Office, which is formerly the Office of Health Review, who don't have the capacity or who are unable to actually stop someone from practising. I note that people have also tried complaining to Consumer Protection about this, but have met with no success. And I think that the response from government to this issue has lacked the urgency that I think this situation really requires. The Minister for Health has, in answers to questions that I have put in this place, has essentially said that he has no intention of dealing with the matter until and unless it comes up at the next round of health regulation review at COAG. And I note there's no time frame that is attached to this at all. I also note that this is an issue which is still coming up in recent reports. And I note that the bona fides of councillors was identified as an issue in the major incident review of the 2J fire. And yet this still seems to be a low priority for government. And I'm starting to wonder, how many times do we need to keep hearing the same concerns from different sources before we actually see this prioritised and we see some action on this? Now, I do want to relay a particular story, which I hope is going to underscore the importance of why we need to act on this sooner rather than later. This is a story about a West Australian family. This is a story about a family that live in my electorate that my office has contact with. And it is the story about people like this which illustrates why we, as legislators and as members of Parliament, should be working to try to protect. When I did first speak about this issue, I spoke about the Four Corners story over the edge, and I did ask, or I did recommend, rather, that members make time to see it. If members still have not had a chance to see it, it is still available on the Four Corners website. In this program, Carlene Humphrey and members of her family very bravely came forward to tell about their stories of how an unqualified psychotherapist has effectively ripped their family apart and how they are still dealing with the incredible wounds, psychological wounds, which has been inflicted on their family. Other families also talked about very similar experiences with that particular psychotherapist. At the time that Four Corners aired this story, it was April 2010, and there were 11 people who claimed that this therapist had created false memories of sexual abuse. Carlene's daughter was a client of this psychotherapist for 5 years, having been referred, suffering from some quite treatable depression and anxiety, but while subject to this psychotherapist treatment, she progressively came to believe that as a child, growing up, that her father had raped her, that her brothers had raped her, that her family friends had raped her, that her mother, Carlene, knew about this and had witnessed this, and eventually she believed that she herself was molesting the children who were left in her care. Obviously, during this time, she cut off all contact with her family and took out a restraining order against her brother. Now, it was subsequently found that these memories were false. And understandably, those false memories did actually rip this family apart, and they are still suffering nearly 3 years after the daughter finally broke free of the psychotherapist. And I want members to think about the sort of damage that family is now trying to deal with and trying to reconcile. As I say, my office has been in contact with Carlene and others since last year, and Carlene says that she's still regularly being contacted by other families and individuals who are newly discovering what it means to be receiving counselling from this particular person. And I know that this psychotherapist, who has numerous complaints against him, who has left a trail of devastated lives behind him, is still practising in this state. Government agencies who have been involved with the Humphreys, Consumer Protection and Health and Disability Complaints Office, they're hamstrung by the lack of legislation enabling them to do anything about this. Carlene certainly did want to make it noted that even though this is the case, that she felt that the officers she has worked with at both agencies have been outstanding and have provided as much support as they can. The trouble is they simply don't have the power to stop this unqualified psychotherapist from practising counselling. And so this is the reason for the urgency, because the experience of Carlene and her family isn't a one-off incident. It is being repeated again and again, and shamingly it is being repeated with the same people at the centre, simply because we have not yet put in the regulatory regime to stop even one person like this acting as a psychotherapist. Now, models of regulation do already exist in other states. So the question I have is, why is there no movement on an interim measure to provide protection to those who are needing it, particularly when we are confronted with an almost non-existent timeframe for this issue to be included in the National Health Regulation Review? The lack of movement on this, frankly, is galling to the people who've been harmed. And once again, I state, as I have stated before in this place, a negative licensing scheme is not going to affect those counsellors and psychotherapists who are doing the right thing, who by far are the majority. And I'm sure many of us in this place will be able to relay very positive experiences of quality counsellors and psychotherapists. These people will not be adversely affected by a regulatory scheme. So I am calling on the advantage of the opportunity of a new Minister for Mental Health to investigate the scheme in New South Wales in particular, and to clarify the time and the money it would take to implement a similar scheme here. Because even a small sign of movement at this place would be welcomed enormously by those people who are fighting so hard to protect the public from this happening again, and who need to feel as though something positive has emerged from the trauma that they and their families have been through. What we do know is that WA has stood out as a state that is willing to go alone on issues that matter, and that we don't have to wait for things to occur at a federal level. But this issue matters. This is one where we should certainly be going out and doing and engaging in the best practice we possibly can, and not waiting and simply until it comes up at COAG, because that's just not good enough. So, Mr. President, I am urging the Ministers for Mental Health and the Ministers for Health to urgently get together to discuss this issue and to prioritise addressing these issues, because people and their families are suffering, and we should be taking action on this now. We know there's a problem. We need to address it.
The Honourable Liliana Ravlich.
Yes, Mr. President, I rise again this evening on the